Title: Beginner Bass Automation for Club Mixes Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing something that instantly makes a drum and bass track feel more alive in a club mix. Bass automation. And I want to set the mindset right away. We're not trying to constantly change the bass sound into a different patch every 8 bars. That's usually messy, and it's risky for the low end. Instead, we're going to keep the sub stable and boring on purpose, and we'll make the mid bass do the performance using automation. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple rolling DNB bass line built from 2 layers, a sub layer that stays clean, mono and consistent, and a mid bass layer that gives you movement, tension, and that sense of energy climbing into the drop. We'll automate a few key things: a low pass filter opening into the drop, a drive ramp for extra push without just turning up volume, width changes that widen the mids while keeping the sub mono, a quick reverb throw on one note for tension, and some micro mutes for club phrasing. Let's build it. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the classic DNB range, and it makes all the timing choices feel correct. Make sure you're in arrangement view. If you're in session view, hit tab. Now create 2 MIDI tracks. Name one SUB and the other MID bass. Select both and group them, then name the group bass bus. This might feel like a boring admin step, but it's a big deal. Grouping keeps your automation organized, and later you'll be able to do one knob moves on the whole bass if you need them. Now let's build the sub. On the SUB track, drop an operator. In operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the level conservative around minus 12 dB. We're leaving headroom because distortion, saturation, and automation can add level quickly. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Set the cutoff around 120 Hz and keep resonance very low, basically 0 to 0.2. Then add utility after that, and set width to 0%. That's your mono lock. For club mixes, this is non-negotiable. Wide sub feels cool on headphones and then collapses on a big system. Mono sub translates. Now program a simple rolling pattern. Pick a club-friendly key like F or G. A super basic starting point is F1 on 8th notes, with a couple of rests to create groove. Don't overcomplicate it. The sub is the foundation, not the star. Next, the mid-bass layer, where the movement lives. On mid-bass, add wave eatable if you have it. If you don't, you can do a similar thing with operator, but we'll describe wave eatable. Choose basic shapes and lean sawish. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the tune low, somewhere like 5 to 15%. We're not trying to make a giant super saw. We want texture and character that still hits clean. After the synth, add auto filter set to low pass 24 dB. Put the frequency somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz to start, and set resonance around 0.3 to 0.6 for a bit of bite. This cutoff is one of our main automation lanes. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on, and start drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Don't worry, we will automate drive later. Then add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 120 to 150 Hz. This is super important. The mid layer should not compete with the sub. We want the sub to own the bottom, and the mid bass to sit above it. Now for MIDI. Copy your sub MIDI over to the MID bass track. Then tweak it. Add a couple of 16th note pickups before snare hits, like little answers to the drums. This is where the bass line starts feeling like it's talking to the beat. Cool. Now let's glue the layers together. On the bass bus group, add glue compressor. Light settings. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This isn't about smashing the bass. It's just gentle control so the layers feel like one thing. After that, add a limiter as a safety. Not for loudness. Just catching peaks if something jumps out. Optional, but helpful. Throw a spectrum on there so you can visually confirm the sub stays stable and you're not accidentally hollowing it out. Now we get into the fun part. Automation. Hit it to show automation mode in arrangement. And here's a big teacher tip. If your automation starts turning into a jungle of lanes, you're going to stop using it. So we're going to be intentional. We'll keep it to a few lanes that do the most work. Automation move number 1. Filter opening into the drop. On mid-bass, choose auto filter frequency for automation. Set up an 8-bar build before your drop. Over those 8 bars, draw a gentle ramp. Start around 250 Hz back at the beginning of the build, and gradually open up to somewhere around 1.2 to 2 kHz by the last bar before the drop. Then, right at the drop, snap it back down to a tighter value. Think 400 to 700 Hz. This reset is crucial. If the drop starts with the build's wide open filter, it won't hit. The impact comes from contrast. You let the listener feel like the bass is unmasking, and then you tighten it for punch. Also, don't be afraid to use automation shapes. If you can, make it an S-curve so it feels smooth and musical, instead of a straight line that feels like a robot. Automation move number 2, drive ramp for push, without just turning up volume. On mid-bass, automate saturator drive. In the last two bars before the drop, ramp from around 2 dB up to maybe 6, 7, even 9 dB depending on the sound. Then at the drop, return to a stable setting, often around 3 to 6 dB. Now, quick reality check. Drive often increases loudness, and fake energy from loudness jumps is a trap. It can make you think you made the drop bigger when you just made it louder. So here's a really useful fix. Put a utility after the saturator on mid bass, and if the drive ramp starts making the level jump, automate utility gain slightly down as drive goes up. Tiny moves, like minus 0.5 to minus 2 dB. That way the excitement comes from tone and harmonics, not volume. If the drive gets harsh, use EQ8 and do a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Just enough to remove spit without killing presence. Automation move number 3. Width automation. Wide mids, mono sub. On mid bass, add utility at the end of the chain and automate width. For verses or calmer sections, sit around 80 to 100%. In builds, you can ramp up to 120 to 140%, but be careful, always check mono. Then at the drop, bring it back tighter, maybe 90 to 110%, so the bass hits with punch and stability. On the sub track, keep width at 0% all the time, no exceptions, and do this quick check regularly. On the master, toggle a utility set to mono. If your bass disappears or turns weird, you've overwidened the mid layer, or you're letting stereo information get too low. Automation move number 4. The reverb throw. Instead of putting reverb on the whole bass, we're going to throw it on one note. This is a classic jungle and DNB tension move because it creates space without washing out the low end. Create a return track. Put hybrid reverb on it. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High cut around 3 to 6 kHz so it's not fizzy. And low cut around 200 to 400 hz. That low cut is mandatory. Reverb in the low end is how mixes turn to mod. Now send only mid bass to that return. Automate the send amount so it's off most of the time, basically negative infinity, and then spice on one note, usually at the end of a 4 or 8 bar phrase. Aim around minus 12 to minus 6 dB for the throw. Optional upgrade. Instead of only automating the send, automate the return track itself. Put an EQ or auto filter on the return and automate the brightness during the throw. Dark at the beginning, then a little brighter as it rings out. That's a clean way to control the reverb tail. Automation move number 5. Micromutes for groove and club punctuation. DNB often hits hardest when the bass stops for a fraction of a moment. That tiny gap makes the next hit feel bigger. On the bass bus, automate utility gain or use the group volume if you prefer. Do a quick mute for 1/16th or 1/8th of a bar right before the drop or right before a key snare moment. Keep it tight. This should feel like punctuation, not like the bass is glitching. And here's an alternative that's sometimes cleaner. Instead of muting the whole bass, shorten or mute the mid bass note only, and let the sub continue. That keeps the low end stable while still giving the ear the dramatic gap in the character layer. Now let's arrange this like Riedel DNB. Try a simple 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8, drums plus sub only. Keep the mid bass filtered low and quieter, almost like it's waiting. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the mid bass. Add small movement, maybe one reverb throw. Bars 17 to 24, this is your build. Filter opens, drive ramps, width increases. Maybe add one extra second wind push in bars 7 to 8 of that build, like a faster filter climb and a tiny resonance bump, then reset. Bars 25 to 32, the drop. Filter resets tighter, drive stable, width controlled, and one or two micromutes for phrasing. This structure is DJ friendly. It gives predictable energy steps without rewriting your bass line. Now, quick list of common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate the sub filter like crazy. In a club, that makes the low end inconsistent and you lose punch. Don't widen the sub. That's a translation problem waiting to happen. Don't overdo drive automation. Too much becomes harsh and also creates level jumps that fight the limiter. Don't leave reverb on the bass constantly. Do throws, not baths. And always reset build automation at the drop. If you don't reset, there's no impact. Before we wrap, I want to give you a fast, powerful translation check. On the master, Temporarily add utility set to mono. Then add a Q8 with a steep low cut around 120 Hz. But this is only for monitoring, not for export. Now listen. If the bass movement still feels like it's talking, even after you've chopped out the sub, your mid automation is doing its job. That's how you know it'll translate to phones, small speakers, and club systems where the sub can behave differently. Mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes. Make a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with an EDNB drum loop. Build the SUB and MIDE chains we just made. Then add exactly these automations. An 8-bar filter ramp on MID going into bar 9, and reset at bar 9. A saturator drive ramp in the last two bars before bar 9, and reset at bar 9. A width increase in the build, tightened at the drop, and one reverb throw on the last note of bar 8. Then export a rough mix and listen on headphones and on your phone speaker. On the phone, the sub will disappear, and that's fine. You should still hear the movement and the energy lift because the mid layer is doing the storytelling. And that's the goal. The drop feels noticeably bigger without turning the bass up. Quick recap to lock it in. Keep the sub steady, mono, and honestly kind of boring. That's a compliment in club mixing. Put the movement in the mid-bass layer. Automate filter, drive, and width. Use reverb throws and micro mutes as tension tools. And always reset your automation at the drop so the impact stays punchy. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like liquid roll, jump up wobble, neuro grit, or jungle reese, I can suggest a matching Ableton stock patch and a tight set of three automation lanes that fit that vibe and stay club safe.